The following program is intended for mature audiences.
Happy Sunday night, everybody. If you hear that, and you know that it's klezmer music, you know that tomorrow is Passover. So tonight on Can't Stop the Music, I, Josh Behrman, will be bringing you the 10 plagues, and perhaps some readings from the Haggadah in there too, and some other things like that. So we're going to start with this Masada tune, and then have a couple of songs about and tracks about being in the land of the pharaohs. And then we'll move right into plague number one, which, of course, is blood. Enjoy. You are, of course, listening to WRIR, 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia. And you also were just listening to DJ Carlito and If Music Could Talk. And that's all for now.
right, here we are in the land of the pharaohs.
Oh, no!
Well, we'll need to talk with the natives. Does anyone here know a little Egyptian?
Bill, come on, get up here. You're good at languages.
A little Egyptian, everybody knows I'm mad. Served my every need. Did a grand job on my ankles, too.
Now, hold it right there.
Glad to. Now, I think I'll hold it over here.
Oh, boy, it's nice out, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, I think you ought to leave it out.
Hey, look, fellas, fun's fun. Okay, but look, I gotta find a place to stay. It's gonna be night soon. I'm tired.
What's the matter with that dude?
I'm lost, and I want to go to bed.
Oh, my bony boy. In the Estonian mountains, we used to go to sleep leaning up against a windfall. I was but a mere prat then. I'll never forget the time a snake slithered into my wife. I wasn't but knee-high to a merry grasshopper then.
No, look, that's all very interesting, but the sun is going down.
Oh, no, you're all confused. The horizon is moving up.
Hey, listen, come on, you guys, help me, please.
I know. Let's stand him on his head.
Here you go.
Hey,
push him out. Easy, boy.
Ah, you see? Now it's morning.
Oh,
he's no fun. He fell right over.
Hey, won't somebody please help me?
Easy, my lad. At times of dexterity like this, my wee native compendium, Mohammed, used to pray to the divinities. His little brown froggy body a-quiver at my loins. Chanting a stream of ancient Egyptian holograms.
What?
Diaphragm.
No.
I used to date.
Hieroglyphs, that's it. Do you remember any? Will they help? Anything
yes,
at all?
Of course. Let's see. It was a jackal-headed woman with her eyes akimbo. A king sitting sideways on his throne. A drip with gold, chipped nose uplifted. Dashri. All engraven on a pyramid of massy size, with the body of a lion, paws that refreshes, a tale told by an idiot, and the head of a fox.
The pyramid is opening.
Which one?
The one with the ever-widening hole in it.
I'm saved! I'm going in!
No, don't do that, son! It's dark and dirty in there!
Oh, but Mom!
It's full of bees and spiders! You might poke your eye out when your father comes home!
I'm going in, Mom!
We were married in the mirrored hall when I was 16. You spoke the words, I love girls in white leather jackets. That was good enough for love. It was good enough for me. Wanting like the wanting in the movies and the hate.
did you do?
Hard work upon us. The Egyptians made the children of Israel work with rigor, and they made their lives bitter with hard work, with mortar, and with bricks, and all manner of service in the field. All their work, which they made them work with rigor. And we cried out to the Lord our God, and the God of our fathers, and the Lord heard our voice and saw our suffering, our labor, and our oppression. And in that night, he said, I will pass through the land of Egypt, and I will smite every firstborn in the land of Egypt, from man to beast, and I will carry out judgments against all the gods of Egypt. I, the Lord, I am not an angel, I am not a seraph, I am not a messenger. I, the Lord, and none other. And that's what we're doing tonight on Can't Stop the Music. We're in the midst of the 10 plagues. We're on blood. Blood, blood, blood. So enough talk.
Be revived to fight and win. stand beneath this powerful flood, be revived to fight and win.
I was out this morning, feeling blue. I said, a good-looking girl, can I make love with you? Hey, babe, I've got blood in my eyes for you. Hey, babe, I've got blood in my eyes for you. I've got blood in my eyes for you, baby. I don't care what in this world you do. I went back home, put on my tie. Don't get that girl that if money will buy. Hey, babe, I've got blood in my eyes for you. Hey, babe, I've got blood in my eyes for you. I've got blood in my eyes for you, baby. I don't care what in the world you do. She looked at me, began to smile. Hey, man, can't you wait a little while? No, no, babe, I've got blood in my eyes for you. No, no, babe, I've got blood in my eyes for you. I've got blood in my eyes for you, baby. I don't care what in this world you do. Oh, I've got blood in my eyes. I can't wait. You got my money trying to break this day. Hey, babe, I've got blood in my eyes for you. Hey, babe, I've got blood in my eyes for you. I've got blood in my eyes for you, baby. I don't care what in the world you do. I'm gonna tell you something, continue the fact. If you don't want me, give my money back. Hey, babe, I've got blood in my eyes for you. Hey, babe, I've got blood in my eyes for you. I've got blood in my eyes for you, baby. I don't care what in this world you do. It ain't no need of getting rocks in your jaws. You ain't gonna get none of my Santa Claus. Hey, babe, I've got blood in my eyes for you. Hey, babe, I've got blood in my eyes for you. I've got blood in my eyes for you, baby. I don't care what in this world you do.
Ground Zero Dance brings live performance to diverse audiences by creating and producing the work of company members, collaborating with and presenting local, regional, national, and international artists, and offering experiential education through community participation. Celebrate the grand opening of Dogtown Dance Theater with a street fair on Saturday, May 22nd from 3 until 6 p.m. with free admission. The street fair will happen at 15th and Bainbridge Streets with performances by Ezebu Muntu African Dance Company, along with other local music and dance artists. The Dogtown Dance Theater is located at 109 West 15th Street in historic Manchester neighborhood of Richmond. And this program is supported by GayRVA.com, featuring news, arts, culture, and nightlife information for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered community at www.GayRVA.com. Bringing Richmond out of the closet, GayRVA. Outspoken. Well, it's just a little past 9:30 here on Can't Stop the Music. My name is Josh Behrman, and I'm filling in for P. Swan tonight. And you may recognize my voice if you listen on Tuesday nights to Edge of Americana, when my co-host Otto and I bring you, well, kind of some of the music that you just most recently heard, but a lot of what I'm playing tonight I would not play on Edge of Americana. And it is also music that I love, and it's so much fun to get to do this. And if you don't know, I'm doing the Ten Plagues. We, you and I, are doing the Ten Plagues of Egypt for Passover tonight. And we're just finished up with Blood, and I read you a little bit. Read you a little bit from the Haggadah. Specifically, I read from the Maggid, and which is the retelling of the Passover story. And, you know, then you start listing off the plagues, and when you list off the plagues, you flick wine onto the plate, red wine, dip, and you flip. And we'll read a little more from that. It's something I myself am a fairly lapsed – well, I come from a family of lapsed Jews. I didn't lapse because I never was unlapsed, but nonetheless. All right, enough talk. We just heard – I keep saying that because I'm going to talk some more. Mississippi Sheiks with I've Got Blood in My Eyes for You. Before that, Elder James Caudill and Choir doing A Fountain Filled with Blood. Before that, while I was talking and reading, we had the Klezmer Conservatory Band with A Rumenischer Doina. And before that, Radiohead with We Suck Young Blood and Naked City with Blood Duster. And we started the night off with some songs about pharaohs, Nico Case doing the pharaoh and the Farsign Theater talking about the land of the pharaohs. And here we are. I've got actually a bunch of John Zorn on this set because we started with Masada and a tune called Sippur. And I've got a lot of different Masada songs, although performed by various people, not just John Zorn. So it should be interesting. So After Blood, what's After Blood? You're right, it's frogs. So let's get some frogs happening here. How's about?
This one's called Froggy Went A-Courtin'. Okay, Alvin.
Froggy went a-courtin' and I hate it right on. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did right on. Froggy went a-courtin' and he did right, stood in a circle by his side. Well, he rode down to Miss Mather's door, He rode down to Miss Mather's door, He rode down to Miss Mather's door, and he hit it so hard he made it roar. Then Miss Mouse led him in, Then Miss Mouse led him in, Then Miss Mouse led him in the way before it was a sin. He took Miss Mouse on his knee, Took Miss Mouse on his knee, Took Miss Mouse on his knee, said Miss Mouse, will you marry me? Without my correct consent, Without my correct consent, Without my correct consent, would Miss Mouse the president? Correct, come riding home, Correct, come riding home, Correct, come riding home. Who's been here since I've been gone? A nice young man with a mustache on, A nice young man with a mustache on, A nice young man with a mustache on, who wants me to be his very own.
Thank you just a whole lot there, Alton. That's Froggy Went A-Courtin'. That's one of them old-timey songs there, but it's still a good one if you sing it the way Alton Stitcher does. Right, Bobby?
That's right.
That's all I can sure sing.
Here is a breeding chorus of pig frogs.
Thank you.
Here in Setanac Canyon in eastern San Diego County, California, it's heard with a Pacific tree frog in the background. There are, therefore, minor differences between individual frogs of the same species in their mating calls, and more conspicuous differences between individual populations or between subspecies. Finally, there are very obvious differences between the calls of individual species.
What makes this night different from all other nights? On all other nights, we need not dip even once. On this night, we do so twice. On all nights, we eat chametz or matzah, and on this night, only matzah. On all nights, we eat any kind of vegetables, and on this night, marar. On all nights, we eat sitting upright or reclining, and on this night, we all recline. We were slaves to Pharaoh in Egypt, and the Lord our God took us from there with a strong hand and with an outstretched arm. And if the Holy One, blessed be He, had not taken our fathers out of Egypt, then we, our children, and our children's children would have remained enslaved to Pharaoh in Egypt. Even if all of us were wise, all of us understanding, all of us knowing the Torah, we would still be obligated to discuss the Exodus from Egypt and everyone who discusses the Exodus from Egypt at length is praiseworthy. That was punishing. Electric Masada there with Hath Orab from an album called At the Mountains of Madness, recorded live in Russia. Huge, huge band. Before that, Mike Seeger and Friends with Frog Heaven. We heard the mating call of the California tree frog. That's Hyla Cadaverina. We heard Frog and Toad from the Bad Plus, and we also heard a chorus of Pig Frog, which is Rana Grillo. We also heard Froggy Went a Courtin', and that takes us through Frogs. I'm going to have to really speed up these plagues to make it through the end. So let's move right on to Wild Beasts. How about it? Right now, you're listening to a medley from Frank Zappa. Let's Make the Water Turn Black. Next is going to be Harry, You're a Beast. Don't worry, the words aren't in it. And one more song after that, the Orange County Lumber Truck. And we'll move right into a little Spoon, talking about beasts as well. It's not often I get to play this kind of music, folks. This is Can't Stop the Music. My name's Josh Behrman. I'm filling in for P-Swan. We're doing the 10 plagues of Passover because it starts tomorrow night. Break out your matzah. everybody.
You're phony on top, you're phony underneath.
I'm free. I've got a feeling all
awesome. Hey, you're listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond, Virginia, Richmond Independent Radio, and the City of Richmond's official emergency broadcast outlet. Yeah, that was great. That was the Klezmer Conservatory Band, again, featuring a very young Don Byron. This is 1981, and also Frank London, who some of you may remember was at the first National Folk Festival that we held here in Richmond, Virginia, a couple, three, six, some amount of years ago. I don't know. Anyway, it's 10 o'clock, you know? So you are on Can't Stop the Music, and my name is Josh Behrman, filling in for P-Swan. We're working our way through the 10 plagues. I've had to pick it up a little bit. I got kind of bogged down at the beginning there. So it goes. We just finished up with Beasts. And what's coming after Beasts, folks? Who knows? Anybody? 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 Diseases. Yeah, pestilence. So we heard some before the Klezmer Conservatory Band. What did we hear? We heard Spoon. It was before that. The Beast and Dragon Adored. I just went and saw Spoon the other night. It was great. It was a really good show. I enjoyed it a lot. So anyway, back to business. We're not supposed to be talking about ourselves here. We're supposed to be talking about plagues. So we heard some Frank Zappa, and we're going to hear a little more from Frank Zappa here as he discusses the various diseases that his band members currently have.
Howdy, folks. All right, here's the deal. This is our last show here in London. Gee, it's going to be tough. Got a few of the boys are sick tonight, but they're still going to give you their all. I want to introduce you to the members of the Rocking Teenage Combo and tell you which ones are sick and what they've got. Denny Wally on slide and vocals. He has an aluminum finger. And we're going to have that removed a little bit later in the show. This is Ike Willis. Ike has a... Now, Ike is our lead vocalist, our dynamic male vocalist. He's got a sore throat and all sorts of other things wrong with him. He'll never be able to get through the show. The only thing he's got to take care of him is his knitted hat. And, of course, Tommy Mars, who also has stomach flu on keyboards. You have any other diseases, Tommy? No? He's available. Okay. Ed Mann on percussion. Ed is still healthy. And he told me this backstage, except for his mental health, which he hasn't been doing. But you have to expect these things in this kind of a group. And Peter Wolf on keyboards. There apparently is nothing wrong with Peter yet. Do you have stomach flu too? Oh my goodness. The circle is closing in. Okay, Vince Colaiuta on drums. Now, as you can see from looking at Vince, there's absolutely nothing wrong with him.
Malnutrition.
Arthur Barrow, our bass player, he's having a lot of trouble. He's been very sick all day. Missed the sound check and everything. But he's gonna try. He's gonna try really hard. And of course, Sophia Warren on guitar.
We'll be right back.
If he had carried out judgments against them and not against their idols, Dainu, it would have sufficed us. If he had destroyed their idols and not smitten their firstborn, Dainu, it would have sufficed us. And if he had smitten their firstborn and not given us their wealth, Dainu, it would have sufficed us. If he had given us their wealth and not split the sea for us, Dainu, it would have sufficed us. And so on. You're listening to the Ten Plagues. There's a lot of those Dainus. If he had supplied our needs in the desert for 40 years and not fed us the manna, Dainu, it would have sufficed us. Tomorrow's Passover, folks. Get all that leavened bread out of your house. We're going through the plagues. Just went through disease. So far we've had blood, frogs, beasts, disease. We got 48 minutes to get through the rest here, so I need to pick it up for sure. Coming up, fire and hail and fire. Start with a little fire. This is Can't Stop the Music. My name is Josh Behrman, filling in for Peace One.
It was only through a false binary that I heard it cry, it was shall remember. The fire in the chest is burning in me on another fading city of our land. Fire, fire, I heard the cry from every breeze that passes by. All the world was once that cry of pity. Long man in angry praise and calling loud to heaven for aid. While the fire in ruin was slain, fair Baltimore, the beautiful city. Ocean. The wind blew a gale from the ocean. Brave farmers struggled with devotion, but the after all proved in vain. Fire, fire, I heard the cry from every breeze that passes by. All the world was once a cry of pity.
Moskowitz, a clinical social worker practicing in Richmond for 31 years, and your host for Mental Health Matters, a program dedicated to interpersonal relations, addiction, sex and sexuality, and discussing healthy ways in which to live a more thoughtful and emotionally honest life. You, the listeners, will have the opportunity to ask questions or weigh in on the subject. Mental Health Matters will begin Monday, April 12th at 1 p.m. I hope you will join me.
All right. We had blood. We had frogs. We've had beasts, we've had disease, and now we've had hail and fire. We just heard Bill Monroe and Doc Watson, who else, doing Fire on the Mountain. Before that, we had hail to the Redskins. Charlie Poole before that with the Baltimore Fire also. And before that, we had Hail to the Redskins by the Seldom Seen, because, you know, hail. And we started with the Meat Puppets and Lake of Fire. I can't even tell you the last time I listened to that song until I decided to put it on tonight's set list. But really brings me back to eighth grade. Oh, it's terrible. Okay, it's 10:23. We're on Can't Stop the Music. My name is Josh Behrman. So after Fire, we've got Locust. Now, I had a little trouble finding songs about locusts, but I got some songs about boll weevils and some songs about grasshoppers. And locusts, they're related to grasshoppers. It's about the best I could do for you. So here's Otis Webster singing about the boll weevil blues. They eat crops. What more do you want from me?
I met the boll weevil out in the field. He asked me for a natural meal. He looked at my cotton, he looked at my bloom. He made me a home, but he didn't steal soon. Well, the boll weevil coming, yon the boll weevil coming. Yeah, the boll weevil coming, him and his family too. Well, the boll weevil told my then head upon my cotton. He had a way of picking, didn't have no none. He walked in the swell, he hid his head. He said, cotton man, I'm most dead. I ain't on a pausing. Ain't no need of you pausing. Ain't no need of you pausing because it won't do me no good. Well, a boll weevil, he's smart as a bee. He know how to eat, but he never get me. He looked at his family and began to laugh. He said, a foolish man trying to pause him out. You know the boll weevil blue. I got the boll weevil blue. I got the boll weevil blue picking my cotton. Yes, I went out there, you know, with my pausing gun. I shot at the boll weevil and that scoundrel got up and run. He said, you's a fool, you think you're going to give me something to eat? I don't eat a thing, I just punch in this swell because I'm on there. I'm on there. Well, it's on there, he's a punching in all of my swell. Well, I went up my boss, man, for settlement. He said, you didn't have none, that boll weevil's got your rent. I look at the boss man again to laugh. He said, son, you better leave trying to make it some kind of fast. I look at my boss man, look so funny. He said, you got good, but you got no money. I look at the boss man one more time. He said, you better make another crop and do your time. Now, the boll weevil blue. I got the boll weevil blue. I got the boll weevil blue. I can't be no time. Well, the boll weevil got it. Hat and shoes. You say, I'm so glad I done move up you. I clean out a crop, but then I thought I had. You say, I got every dog thing you had. I got the boll weevil blue. I got the boll weevil blue. I got the boll weevil blue. You can't, you know.
Thank you. farmer's dead to the boll weevil. I believe you will own this land. The boll weevil says to the farmer, my whole darn family's there. We come to get you home. We're gonna get you home. Says to the doctor, you can put out your little pill, but the night gets through with the farmer, he can't pay no doctor's bill. I'm gonna get his home, I'm gonna get his home. Says to the farmer, I'll swing right on your gate. And when I get through with your cotton, you're gonna sell that Cadillac. It's gonna get you home. I'll come to get you home. Farmer says to the merchant, I want some meat and meal. Go away from here, you son of a gun. You got boll weevils in your field. They're going to get you home. They come to get you home. Says to the farmer, you can ride in that forage machine, but when I get through with your cotton, you can't buy gasoline. I'm gonna get you home. I come to get you home. Says to the farmer, I certainly wish you well. The farmer said to the boll weevil, I wish you was in Griffin, Georgia.
Fiddlin' John Carson, he's not going to say it. But there's a couple songs about boll weevils and grasshoppers for you there. Bob Carlin before that with Grasshopper Sitting on a Sweet Potato Vine. And we had the Boll Weevil Blues from Otis Webster. And now we've done our locusts. And I almost forgot to do boils, folks. Can you believe that I almost forgot boils? Well, let's put a stop to that right now. Earl Johnson's going to sing about boiling boils. You know, it's the best I could do. I'm not P. Swan, but I do what I can.
Falling cabbage down, turn that pig around. Every tune I can play is falling cabbage down. It's not no morale, but me in a corpse pot to blow me through the mouth.
While the cabbage down, turn up a big round. If it feels like a play, I'll get it down.
Wish I had a nickel, wish I had a dime, wish
some time. Bob was going ragged, I'll live until I die.
Bob is down, turn up the big round. Give it to the Iron Pale, Bob is headed down.
Hi, I'm Steve Kerwood, host of Living on Earth. If you're worried about our environment, you're not alone. But there is some good news, too. Plenty of people are finding solutions for the environmental changes that we face, and you can hear all about them every week right here on Living on Earth.
Living on Earth airs right here on WRIR 97.3 LPFM every Monday from 9 to 10 a.m. or on our website at WRIR.org.
This matzah we eat for what reason? Because the dough of our fathers did not have time to become leavened before the King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed be He, revealed Himself to them and redeemed them. Thus it is said, they baked matzah cakes from the dough that they had brought out of Egypt, because it was not leavened. For they had been driven out of Egypt and could not delay, and they had not prepared any other provisions. This maror we eat, for what reason? Because the Egyptians embittered our fathers' lives in Egypt, as it is said, they made their lives bitter with hard service, with mortar and with bricks, and with all manner of service in the field, all their service which they made them serve with rigor. In every generation, a person is obligated to regard himself as if he had come out of Egypt, as it is said, you shall tell your child on that day, it is because of this that the Lord did for me when I left Egypt. There's boils and locusts. Got another 25 minutes. Got a few more to get through here, don't we? We do. We've still got darkness. And we've still got the slaying of the firstborn to go. So that's good. We can slow down. Take a breath. Get through the rest of these plagues together. Tomorrow night, matzo ball soup. WRIR thanks founding underwriter Exile, an independent, locally owned business serving Richmond's creative community for 23 years. Exile turns the trash culture of yesterday into the class culture of tomorrow by featuring unique gifts, clothing, jewelry, accessories, and housewares, both old and new, Manic Panic and special effects hair color. Exile is located at 935 West Gray Street. More information is available at 804-358-3348. And it's spring cleaning time at Caritas Furniture Bank, and they are sponsoring their first community yard sale at their South Richmond location on Friday, April 23rd, and Saturday, April 24th, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. They'll be selling items from their warehouse that do not meet the needs of their clients, including antique office and outdoor furniture, books, DVDs, electronics, appliances, kitchen items, and much more. All proceeds will benefit Caritas Furniture Bank. More information is available by calling 804 343 5008 or visiting www.caritasva, that's caritasva.org. Stay tuned for Darkness. Not the band. The idea.
Happy lads.
Who'd have ever thought
safely strum his silver string guitar, and he played to people everywhere. Some say he was a star,
but he was just a country boy. His simple songs confess, and the music he had in him so very few possess. In my hour of darkness, in my time of need, the book, and he never missed a page. And I loved him like my father, and I loved him like my friend, and I knew his time would shortly come, but I did not know just when. In my hour of darkness, oh Lord, grant me vision.
woman came up to me and said, I'd like to poison your mind with wrong ideas that appeal to you, though I am not unkind. She looked at me, I looked at something written across her scalp, and these are the words that it faintly said as I tried to call for help. There's only one thing that I know how to do well, and I've often been told that you only can do what you know how to do well, and that's be you. Be what you're like. Be like yourself. And so I'm having a wonderful time, but I'd rather be whistling in the dark. 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 There's only one thing that I like, and that is whistling in the dark. A man came up to me and said, I'd like to change your mind by hitting it with the rock. He said, though I am not unkind. We laughed at his little joke, and then I happily walked away and hit my head on the wall of the jail where the two of us live today. There's only one thing that I know how to do well, and I've often been told that you only can do what you know how to do well, and that's be you. Be what you're like. Be like yourself. And so I'm having a wonderful time, but I'd rather be whistling in the dark. 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 There's only one thing that I like, and that is whistling in the dark. There's only one thing that I know how to do well, and I've often been told that you only can do what you know how to do well, and that's be you. Be what you're like. Be like yourself. And so I'm having a wonderful time, but I'd rather be whistling in the dark. 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 Whistling, whistling, whistling in the dark.
So, we nearly reached the end of the Ten Plagues. We've had blood, and we've had frogs. We had lice. We had wild beasts. Pestilence, boils, hail, locusts, and then darkness. We heard from They Might Be Giants with Whistling in the Dark. We heard, something from Graham Parsons. I can't even remember. It was so long ago. Graham Parsons doing In My Hour of Darkness, and we heard the Country All-Stars featuring Jethro Burns, When It's Darkness on the Delta. And so now we come to the killing of the firstborn. Now, admittedly, I don't have any songs specifically about the killing of the firstborn. I guess I could have looked a little harder. But we've got some songs about death. We'll get to them right now. Coming up at 11 o'clock is Bill Farah, Stunted Development. My name is Josh Behrman. I've been filling in for P-Swan. It's 10:54, so we've got another 5 minutes. Let's get right to it. First, a little Mogwai, Folk Death, and then one from one of my new favorite bands from Kansas City, the Kansas City Bear Fighters, and They Won't Stay Dead, A Tale of Zombie Slaying. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to WIR. Why would you go anywhere else?
Jesse.